You're listening to episode 50 of Friending, a podcast that helps women have fulfilling female friendship in their life because, goodness gracious, it ain't always easy. Now, if you don't know already, my name is Noelle Rhodes, and this is what I do. Yes, this is what I do. I study and research female friendship, and then I get on this show and talk about it with you. Because I really believe that friendship is absolutely necessary to having a thriving, and not just thriving life, a life that's surviving all the craziness that we're all going through right now. And one of the best things I get to do on this podcast is interview cool and awesome people. And on this episode, we're going to be chatting with the very, very funny Priscilla Peters. Now, I met Priscilla Peters, well, I didn't really meet her in person. I met her online through a group called Creatives. And this is an online community membership group for anybody who feels called to creatively communicate, write, speak, all the things. And it's an excellent, excellent community. I highly recommend it. You know what? I'm just going to put it in the show notes. They're not paying me to say anything about it. I just believe in it so much. And that is where I came across the very funny Priscilla Peters, who actually describes herself on her website as author, speaker, fireball. So I knew immediately Priscilla and I were going to get on pretty fantastically, and we did. I am pretty excited about this interview because I think Priscilla is going to talk to us about something that nobody really says out loud, but we just need to hear it, all right? And she's going to talk to us about the friendship mantra that we all need in our lives at certain points of our life. Now, I'm going to let her kind of explain it to us because I think she does it really in a funny way. And I love funny stuff. If you know me, I love to laugh and I love to not take life too seriously. I'm a classic Enneagram 7. But Priscilla is going to tell us a hard truth in a very funny way, and I'm very grateful for that. So I just encourage you to sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation, but also to really lean into what she's saying, because it's pure gold. And if you can get this, if you can get it and accept it in your friendships, I promise you, not only will your friendships grow deeper, but you as a human being will become a much better human being, which, hey, that sounds good. I want to be better. So sit back and relax. Here's my new friend, Priscilla. You are gonna love her. Priscilla, meet the friending listeners, and friending listeners, meet Priscilla. So I would love if you could just tell us a little bit about who you are, what season of life you're in, where you live, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thrilled to be here with y'all today. And so a little bit about me. I'm Priscilla Peters. I am a speaker, an author, an advertising executive. That's my day job. I'm in the advertising business. And I'm a mom of a blended family. So we call ourselves Camp Peters. There's a lot of us. And we hang out just right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas. So I am a Southern girl.
Love it.
Yes. And there's lots of things I'm passionate about. Let me tell you. Like, the list starts with cheese dip. We call it cheese dip. Y'all probably call it queso. That's what normal people call it. But I love me some cheese dip, some dry shampoo, my Arkansas Razorbacks, you know, Dateline, all the things. But really what I'm the most passionate about is just helping women draw closer to God and just laughing a lot along the way, to be honest. Like, that's what I'm here for, I feel like. So that's a little bit about me.
I love that you have such an incredible sense of humor. When I looked you up, I was watching some of your videos and you were just funny. And then I got your book and your book was funny. Like, you, and, you know, I mean, for those of us who do the speaking thing, we know that some people who are authors are not always funny on stage. They may be funny in their book or like vice versa, but you're just funny all the time. So that's what I love about you.
Oh, well, that's great. I actually I think it's funny that I actually wrote a book, because I really consider myself more of a speaker than a writer. I'm a speaker who writes. I'll just put it that way. Like, don't get the grammar police coming after me, girl. So
I hear you. Okay. Well, we're talking about friendship today, and I would love to hear what your biggest friendship struggle has been as you've been an adult. Because let's be real, their struggles.
Yeah, there are. And for me, my biggest struggle with friendships is centered around expectations. If I'm honest, I'm probably not a very good friend. And I'm not saying that to be like humble brag kind of thing. Like, I'm really not. Because I'm not that friend that's going to like call you every day and we're going to talk for hours on the phone and all that business. Like, I totally get that there are people that that's their expectation and that's really what they need in friendships. And I'm more of like, let's like text each other some sarcasm every now and then, hang out every couple months, but be able to pick up where we left off. And what happens is, and what I've learned, honestly, now that I'm older or old-ish, I should say, I will just set the expectation and say, listen, I'm getting the vibe that you're that kind of friend that needs to talk to me every day. And I would love to talk to you every day, but I've got like 17 mouths over here that need to be fed. And I it's just a struggle for me. And it sounds like I'm a horrible friend. And like I said, maybe I am, but I think the expectations thing is really important. And I think for me, just the older I get, I have to say, hey, this is what friendship looks like for me in this season. Now, I'm praying that there's going to be a season where I'm going to be able to call and chat it up with you on the regular. But I'm just not in that season right now. And so I've found that I kind of fail people and they're if I don't set the expectation. And so that's been a real struggle for me. And honestly, I love nothing more than for a friend to go, listen, I thought we were going to be able to like be tight like this, but I actually need this. And you're not speaking my love language here. And I'm going to kind of mosey on. And I'm like, girl, go on with it. Cause I can't help you.
Yeah. I think that being able to communicate that, like having the confidence to communicate that is so key. I'm a little bit similar to you in that I really can go a long time without seeing people. And then when they show up, I'm like, hey, you know, ready to party, ready to pick up where left off. And I've noticed over the years that some people are like, oh, wait, I got to warm up to you again. I got to, you know, you haven't been checking in on me. You forgot my birthday on Facebook. Like, I'm not sure if we're friends. Where I can like meet a stranger and be like, oh, we're friends. And like never talk to them again, but always be like, they're my friend. So I've had to like you not only like communicate the expectations to my friends, but also to myself. Like, this is what friendship looks like for me. And I say this all the time in friending. I only have a couple friends I talk to on the regular because I can't keep up with it. I just can't.
Right. It is such a struggle. And my husband will even say, hey, you're getting tight with so-and-so, you know, you're not going to be able to keep that. You know, I'm like, I know, but I love her, you know, and he knows he has to like check me and go, listen, you're going to drop the ball in that friendship and she's not going to like you next week. Like, this is going to happen.
Right.
So yeah. I have to really keep myself in check with expectations.
I love your honesty. Well, today you're talking to us about a friendship mantra, and I would love to hear it and why you think that we all need to know it or hear it. It would be great. So go ahead.
Okay. So this is really what I believe. And your listeners are probably going to be like, she's a horrible friend. Why is she on? Because I started out with the fact that I'm going to fail as a friend. And now I'm moving to this, but I really believe in this. And this has been true in my life. And I just think it's important in friendship. So there's this friendship mantra that I believe in. It's a hymn of friendship, if you will.
Love it.
And it's just three little words, okay? And these are the words. Now, before I say them, I want to just have a little caveat here that give me a little bit of grace and let me explain myself. So don't just get, you know, because normally when I tell people this, they're like, you are mean. But let me kind of explain myself. So the three words are, pull yourself together. Like, there are times in our lives, especially as women, right, as friends, where we need to be like, okay, sister, you got to dig deep and pull it together. Like, the pity party is happening and it's getting pretty rowdy. Let's pull it together. Now, here's the thing. I've been on the receiving end of this and I've been on the delivery end of this. And sometimes they're both a little bit uncomfortable, but I feel like it always ends up in a really good place. So like, for example, I had a really good friend a couple of years ago who had this amazing job, okay? And she was going through some struggles, and she ended up losing her job, which it was the job, okay? And she, like, hung out on the couch, didn't wash her hair for a few weeks. Like, we let her have a little, we let her go through the pity party. Like, it's okay. Dry shampoo will be your friend. Let's get through it. And then, but then there was a time where we had to sit down, and I said, listen, you, this has gone on too long. Let's pull yourself together. Let's get your resume together. Let's, someone might need to help us from time to time, pick ourselves up if we will.
Yeah.
So I, like I said, I've delivered that. I've also been on the receiving end. In 2012, I lost a dear, dear family member. My aunt was like my best friend, and and she died unexpectedly. And I was like, I was in a pit. Okay. I was just eating the donuts and doing all the things. And it was not good. And my husband, of all people, the friend that he is, said, okay, like, dig deep, like, pull it together. You've grieved long enough. It's time for you to. So sometimes, like, with all of our heart, from one friend to another, I really believe it's okay to say, pull yourself together. I've even heard that from the Holy Spirit, frankly.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
You've got to pull it together. You've grieved. We've been through the struggle. What are we going to do on the other side of this? You know? And so that's kind of the mantra. And again, I've been on both sides, but I really think it's healthy in friendships to have that conversation.
I 110% agree with you. And I have to say, for me, it's, there's something about hearing it from a friend that sometimes is easier. You can, like, digest it a little better than if it's a family member. Like, I've had friends be like, okay, you know, stop it, quit it. You know, New Jersey, we're like, we're not even as nice as pull yourself together. It's just like, shut up, get up, let's move forward, people. Because you really can get in a vortex of grief. And I'm 100% about grieving properly. If you don't grieve properly, you eventually will have to grieve in some way. But there comes a time when you need your friend to be like, hey, it's done, it's past, and you've got a whole life to live, and we're behind you. And I'm always telling people, like, fight for your friend's dream. And in many sense, this friendship mantra is so perfect for that, because you're going to have to say to your friend, and you're going to have to be able to hear, pull yourself together if you want to walk out your destiny and accomplish the dreams that have been put on your heart. So I love that. I would love to hear how you think we can help each other do this better. And maybe, like, how do we even know if it's the time?
Yeah, I think time is key, because you can say this too early and someone not be ready for it and take it in a horrible way, and it could actually probably end a friendship. I mean,
right.
If we're honest, right? But I think we've got to know. That's why I would not have this conversation with a friend that wasn't a pretty close friend.
Right.
Like, someone you just, like, know on the internet. Don't tell them to pull it together. You don't know their life, right? So, I mean, that I would be careful of. But I think it's important to make sure they have time to heal and grieve. Clearly, if they're in this space, something traumatic probably has happened. And by the way, if something traumatic hasn't happened and they're in this space, it's okay to go, okay, sis, like, come on. Let's go, you know, a little bit earlier. But I think time is really important. How we deliver it is important. Like, we don't want to put it on a billboard and be like, so-and-so, she needs to pull it together. No, this is not something you tell someone on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, this is a face-to-face conversation. I love you. Let's get out of the pajama pants. We got to move on with life, you know. And community is, like, super important. I mean, not to say that it should be a friendship intervention where you, like, sit down in a group, but in some cases, I don't know. You know, that might be needed. And there have been times in my life where it has fundamentally changed the way the next step I took, because my friends said, Priscilla, get out of this. You got to pick yourself up. You got to pull it together. I mean, I can see where things could have gone differently had I not had good friends that were honest with me, honestly.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you have to have the truth tellers in your life. That's the only way
you're going to know what's really going on. I was just thinking as you're talking, like you almost, as you were saying earlier, how you need to communicate expectation. I wonder if we need to communicate to our friends, hey, you're my pull yourself together friend. Like you need to tell me when to pull myself together. I'm giving you permission. So when you see me in a place that's not good, you can say, hey, Noelle, get yourself together here. I wonder if that's something that we should be doing more, because I think for the person who's delivering that hard, you know, it's kind of a hard truth. It's not like the nice, like it's everything's going to be okay. You know, I'm here for you. But to say, you need to kind of get out of this, you almost are not sure if you have that right sometimes. And I think that in our day and age, we don't always actually know the depth of our friendship. So if you're somebody who wants that, like you want people to not let you wallow in your self-pity, then I'm saying, you know, be like Priscilla and just be like, yo, you're the person. I'm counting on you to tell me to pull myself together.
Yes, that is so good and so true. And I think giving them permission, then when they tell you, they remind you, hey, remember you told me if you were in this spot,
right?
You know, to tell you this, and I'm telling you, you know, but it's true. I mean, I think that's a great point to give each other permission, because I'm going to be honest. There's some friends I have, I don't want to give them permission. Okay. Cause you never know when they're going to bring that one out. So I think that's a great point, honestly.
I love this friendship mantra, and I really was, you know, I think about it all the time in the context of when we start to really, you know, delve into friendship is kind of like middle school or the end of elementary, and nobody says the truth to their friends, you know? But if we're able to do this as adults, it's like not only are you going to have a better quality friendships, but you yourself are going to grow as a person. So I love it. Well, now that we're all friends now, I want to hear about this free Bible study that you are going to offer to our listeners.
Yeah. So we are friends now. I love it. So I wrote this Bible study, Enough of Me, about a couple years ago. And on the website, I offer a free week of the study. So this is great for all of your listeners. They can go to enoughofme.com and there's the free download form they can just fill out. And basically you could pick which week you want. Basically you're trying it out to see, oh, am I going to like this? It's a free week of study. So it's five devotionals, if you will, however you want to look at it. 1 week is 5 days. And so you can pick kind of which one that you want. The study is actually about just this tug of war between ourselves and our mission, right? So like what stands between where I am today and where God can really use me, which honestly, this friendship mantra, this whole pull yourself together, I mean, I do write about that a little bit in the book. So it makes sense here as well. So,
and I just want to add that I read this devotion. I'm still working through it because I just got it last week, but it is funny and it is relatable. If you are somebody who is looking for some faith-based reading and doing like just your own faith work, devotion, all that stuff, Bible study, I would really encourage you to get this book, which you can get anywhere. I got it from Amazon. This is not a paid endorsement, but it's very, very funny. And it's just a little bit different than your typical kind of devotional book. So I like it. Just going to say that. Now,
thank you. Thank you.
Of course. If you want to get to know Priscilla better, she's going to tell us where we can find her online.
Yeah, so you can go. I have a website, priscillapeters.com. Priscilla is spelled P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A. That's always a fun thing. So priscillapeters.com. And then I pretty much hang out on Instagram and Facebook. I'm not a big Twitter girl.
I'm not either.
I mean, I just can't. I don't know. Anyway, Instagram is priscilla.a.peters. And then Facebook is Priscilla A. Peters. So yeah, I would love it. I would love to hang out with all of y'all.
Yeah, go and make friends with her there. And then I always end every interview with this question. If you can become friends with any person in the world, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Okay, so I think right now in the season that I'm in, I would say Kelly Clarkson. Now, let me tell you why. I've always kind of loved her vibe. Like, I'm, you know, she's a Southern girl. I feel like, but really, I feel like she and I could laugh at a lot of things. Mm. Like, maybe not just all the appropriate things, but I feel like she could kind of get my humor a little bit. I think she's funny. I think she's smart. I'm pretty sure she has Justin Timberlake's number in her phone. So that might be fun.
That would be
nice. I mean, I love her. I love her vibe. I just feel like she and I would have fun hanging out. So today, that's who it would be. I feel like it would change from me season to season.
Mine changes every week, but I think Kelly Clarkson is one of those celebrities that remembers where she came from, you know? And there's something about that that's so like, I want to be friends with you. There's no fakeness there. She's just, this is who I am. And no apologies for it. Yes, I love her too. Well, thank you so much for being on Friending. And I want to encourage everyone to get the book and to go and make friends with Priscilla online.
Thank you so much. I've had a blast, Noelle. Thank you.
I can't tell you how much I loved talking to Priscilla. She's so much fun. And equally, she's so real. And I just really appreciate that when we're talking about friendship stuff, right? We need to be real about where we're at and what we struggle with. And I really loved the friendship mantra that she gave us, that we need to start saying to our people that we love, and we also need to be receiving it from the people that we love, and that is, get it together. Okay, that's how we say it in New Jersey. Let me say it in a way that the rest of America can understand. Get it together. Just get it together. Sometimes we need that hard truth in our life, and who better to speak that to us than our friends? And honestly, some of us need to kind of, you know, muster up some moxie and start saying it to some of our own friends that are lying in a pit somewhere of whatever they're going through, and they've been in it for a long time and they are missing out on life. We're gonna need to say, hey, love you, but get it together. So I really appreciated that pure gold that she shared with us. Again, totally go and stalk her on the internet, because where else can you stalk people and not be weird, right? The internet. Go check out her website, follow her on Instagram, buy her Devo book called Enough. Listen, I did it myself. I personally did the Devo myself, and I loved it because it made me laugh out loud and it made me feel a lot less alone. You know, some Devo books out there make you feel like you're just a crappy human being, but this one is going to make you realize that you're not the only one who needs to grow. So, that's enough about that. I also want to mention again, because I feel like it, that you should go check out Called Creatives if you are a creative that feels called. If you are a writer or speaker that has anything to do with faith kind of based stuff, or just, I don't know, just if you'd like to go check it out, go check it out. Again, this is not an official endorsement. Nobody's paying me to mention it. I just really like it. And I've met so many cool people. And because this podcast is about friendship, I thought I would just share that awesomeness with you. Go check it out. It's super affordable. I think right now, on September 8th, 2020, it's only $19 a month. And let me tell you something, that is very affordable because Allie Worthington and Lisa Whittle, who run the group, really believe that women need this kind of resource and it should be accessible to them. So, again, check it out. The little link will be in the show notes if that's something you're interested in. I don't even know why I'm mentioning it on this episode. I just feel compelled, and so I'm going to go with it. All right. That's enough of me today. I feel like it was a little too much at the end there, but that's all right. You love me. I love you. We'll talk next week. Till next time, I'm your friend, Noelle. You know what warms my heart? I'm going to be honest with you. What warms my heart is when I see somebody finding this show and then joining our Facebook group. I love it. The Facebook group is called Friending Squad, and I love it when you listen to an episode and then you find us and then you ask to join and then you come into our little group and you join the conversations, because we have discussion questions and we talk about stuff. I would love for you to join us. So if that's something you're interested in, I will see you there on Facebook. The link is in the show notes. Don't be a stranger. Stop on by.